excerpt from Giuseppe Verdi's opera Aida, and Wrangell residents will have the chance to hear vocals with that on Sunday evening at the Nolan Center. Holly Levine will be performing arias or solos from famous Italian operas. Levine explains the motivation behind the performance.
The idea for the concert came about because I've been singing with the community chorale, and every time we do a concert at the Nolan, somebody has to schlep a keyboard there and then schlep it back to where it belongs. So the idea has been brewing about getting some kind of a keyboard for the Nolan. So I thought it'd be fun to both share some of my favorite music and raise some money at the same time for that project.
The hope is for the Nolan Center to get a keyboard or a piano, or even both, and this could open the Nolan Center and Wrangell to more opportunities for the performing arts.
If we did have something like a baby grand there, we could get, you know, off-island artists and all kinds of things happening. And the Nolan is really a lovely space, and it could be used for a lot of, you know, chamber music and artist recitals and things like that.
The first half of the performance will be excerpts from operas by Verdi. The second half will be excerpts from Puccini. For the Wrangell audience, Levine has chosen to sing what she calls gems, songs that she knows and has a long history with. Some of them she's even performed professionally.
I mean, I sang O Mio Babbino Caro, which is a melody people will know. O Mio Babbino Caro has been used in films and things. I think I sang it the first time in public when I was 12. So this is music I've known and loved my whole life, and it's really beautiful.
Levine has received help from the community. With Glenna Ellis in charge of props and Mike Simons as a stage manager, Levine explains that they've tried to create a unique atmosphere within the Civic Center.
The space that I'm performing in, we're going to dress kind of like somebody's living room. And I'm going to do the different arias in different, you know, seated at the tables. Like I'm doing the Addio del Passato from Traviata, which is the last act where she's literally dying of consumption. That's the Lady of Camille's. So I'm going to lay out on a sofa and actually sing it laying down, you know, like they do, like the way it's usually staged.
While Levine is lending her efforts towards raising money for a piano in the Nolan Center, her other main goal is to give people a taste of opera.
I know opera, for a lot of people, is a very hard thing to comprehend, and it is very stylized, but it's also a very basic medium. The emotions are very basic, the plot lines are very simple, very basic, that there's something is universal. In fact, there's a story about Puccini that when he was thinking of plays and plots to use for operas, he would go and see the play in a foreign language. And if it moved him and he understood it, he knew it would make a great opera.
As the excerpts are from Italian operas, Levine will be singing in Italian, and there will be English translations handed out at the concert. Levine also thinks a night of opera may be a fun occasion to get dressed up a little.
I know a lot of my friends here in town might have, you know, rhinestones and a little bit of bangles and bling and whatnot in the closet they never get to wear. I thought it might be nice to have an opera night and have people dress up a little. It's okay if you wear your jeans too, but, you know, to give that kind of opportunity.
Entry into the benefit concert is $5, with the option of an additional donation. Levine wanted to make sure everyone had access to the performance, because more than anything, she just hopes people can enjoy the music. A night of Italian opera takes place Sunday evening at 7 p.m. in the Nolan Center. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.